2. Consciousness of Subtle Objects. This is the world of dreams, imagination, and inspiration in all its many forms. We verified this world through intuition, detecting qualities like love and beauty, feeling a subtle presence within and without that is not available to the five senses. Our lifespan in this dimension lasts as long as it can be imagined. The laws of the subtle world are fluid. Events can happen forward or backward. Invisible structures may persist for a long time, for example, as myths and archetypes. But even then, time doesn't bind them as strictly as in the physical world. Gravity and the speed of light are no longer absolutes. If this is your primary world, you will have certain powers that allow you to explore it. These include imagination, memory, artistic ability, spiritual sensitivity, healing abilities, and intuition. The more you exercise these powers, the more successful you will be. However, you may also find yourself detached from the physical world and unable to navigate it as well as someone without intuition and spiritual sensitivity. This will worry you until you discover that the subtle world is capable of supporting you. Akasha feels dreamlike, filled with memories and images, archetypes and gods, spirits and etheric beings. The soul feels like a guiding force leading back to the source. It is sensed constantly. 3. Pure Consciousness. This is the world of awareness being aware of itself. There are no objects gross or subtle. We verify this world through I Am. Existence becomes its own end, its own reward. As an experience, pure consciousness begins with a silent mind. This grows in richness and meaning the longer a person has the experience. The laws of this world apply to creation itself. The seeds of every object and event gestate here. Here is the possibility of time, space, and physical things. There is also the possibility of mind, as yet without thought or images. Although totally free of anything visible, pure consciousness is eager to give birth. Mystics tell us it is pregnant with all that is. If this is your primary world, you need no powers to navigate it. The flow of time and the expansion of space are neutral events to you. They come and go within your being. You witness them without attachment, although if you wish, you can call upon any quality, love, compassion, strength, truth, and experience it in fullness. In this world, Akasha feels uncreated. Concepts like birth and death, life and death, have no relevance. There is only existence. To be is an all-enveloping experience.